Yes. Welcome to the Monch Hours podcast, where our mission is to appreciate all things anime and manga. I'm your host, Hans. Maybe without the Y. Who knows? It's different every week. And I'm here with Grandmaster Jay, as usual, holding it down on lock. How you doing?
I didn't know if you were addressing me in that space communication, so...
I'm addressing everybody. We're out here in space, baby. We gotta make sure the comms are good, you know?
Oh, yeah, I hear you, dude. It's hard being a pilot.
It's hard being a pilot, dude. It's hard, you know, being a pilot, being a hacker, you know. I know Cyberpunk's coming out with Edgerunners. I think I personally inspired them for that anime, being a Netrunner myself, but we'll see when it comes out. But no. Welcome, everybody. The boys are back, and it's good to be back. I'm super stoked to talk about today's episodes. While we were gone, I mean, just this week alone, we had so much shit coming down the pipeline. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, Cyberpunk Edgerunner anime coming out September of this year, so perfect timing for my birthday. Also, Vinland Saga Season 2 was announced. We'll be talking about that. Plus, out of nowhere, the announcement of the continuation of Berserk and all of its glory, all that plus more on this episode of the Monch Hours podcast. So if you would join us in not only cueing the intro, but cracking a cold one, let the inauguration of the comeback begin.
Welcome to the Monch Hours podcast, where we consume manga and anime with pleasure. Crack a cold one and enjoy the show.
I hope we can finally fight without any distractions now.
How do you know the Muju style?
Fate is a fascinating thing. The Muju style would be something that I alone am the master of. There's no escaping that it's your destiny to die by my hand.
Since it is destined, I'd like to see what the hand of God is all about.
Gladly. I've been sitting idle now for far longer than I would have liked.
I'm not going there to die. I'm going to find out if I'm really alive. I have to do it, Faye.
It's all a dream.
Yeah. Yes, you did hear that on my end. Not only were we coming back with the podcast, but we are coming back, or Hanzi is coming back with the brew, baby. Let's go.
Ooh. Hanzi with the brew?
Hanzi with the brew, dude.
Man, I feel like it's been a while since you said that.
It has been a while. Yeah, no, it has been. It's been, yeah, quite a bit. I think, since like a couple months, probably, I want to say. I've been kind of doing that.
My guy's been watching his girlish figure.
My girlish figure also had like that stomach stuff come up, but turns out I'm not freaking gluten intolerant, baby. So let the freaking alcohol come down, bro. What is that one song? Let the beer come down and wash away. Or whatever, however that song goes. But yeah, I'm super stoked, dude. I'm super stoked, man. We're here at the podcast, and my brother had his wedding, and I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying life as it comes down, and I'm taking it one punch at a time, bro. Ip Man, or Hajime no Ippo, or Rocky Balboa, or whatever punchy boxing show you like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I like both of those. Rocky Balboa, damn.
Yeah,
they didn't make no Rocky anime. Come on, bro. It's
yeah, where's our Italian Stallion, bro? The anime. Netflix, get on that shit. But, like I mentioned, we got a lot of shit to talk about, man. We caught up on a lot of stuff, too, I think. I think the last time you recorded something was probably 3 weeks ago. That's just like busy time. So before we jump into like the portions of this, is there anything you were watching or reading that's new in particular or that you're hyped about?
Oh man, I feel like I've been watching quite a few new things. This season I jumped into a few new anime. I've been watching Aoashi. It's
a
soccer anime, yeah, so I've been getting my sports anime on. Can't complain too much. I'm pleasantly surprised by it, actually, since it was just something I hadn't heard of. And then I was like, ooh, soccer, let's go. So, I mean, that was kind of a pleasant surprise. And, of course, been watching Spy Family.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure I touched on that last episode nearly a month ago. But Spy Family continues to entertain. Have you jumped in on that yet?
Dude, I will say I did, man. It's fucking sick. You doubted me. All you guys doubted me, but no, bro. I jumped in, and you know what? Actually, it worked out perfectly. Crunchyroll, like, I've always been grandfathered in to, like, the original premium plan way back in 2012, but I finally jumped up to, like, the $10 plan because that allows for, like, offline viewing. So I had a long flight to back and forth to Cancun and whatnot for the wedding. So I just downloaded all the episodes, watched them on the plane, and it freaking was awesome, man. Like, okay, I knew going in that Anya, you know, Lloyd and or Twilight and Yor is pretty cute already, but man, that thing prepared me for like actually how adorable they are. All are in conjunction. I was super stoked. I was like laughing on the plane with like my mask on. Like, luckily my mask was on, so no one saw me. Like, what is this guy smiling right now? I'm laughing. It's like, maybe they thought I was crying, dude. But nonetheless, it was tight, man. It was tight.
I'm glad to hear you like it. I mean, it's kind of a niche anime. Not many people are talking about it, so I'm just
It's pretty under the radar.
Yeah.
And you dropped that biggest thing. You dropped the Aoshi, and I just saw something today that it's like number one in the manga charts right now. And shortly after it is Spy Family. So two big hitters, all man. Right. You're on it. You're on point with it. Ooh. Two.
Yeah, look at me. I got my finger on the pulse.
Yeah, this guy. Look at this guy, bro. Where'd Jay come from with this? He used to be like, oh yeah, I'm watching One Piece. That's all I got. Now he's like, bam, Spy Family. Bam, Aoshi. Dude, what else you got down? What else you got hiding from us, man?
I know, shoot. I finished the Shinmu anime, which was mid, Shinmu. Like, but I've never played the games, so
Shinmu,
I don't
recall Shinmu.
It felt like it was a PlayStation 2 like game series,
huh?
But
really?
For some reason, I was like, let me watch this anime.
Take a look.
And I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was, like not knowing the game series. So,
that does look familiar. Dreamcast, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's Dreamcast.
Is it S H E N M U E? Is that how you spell it? Shenmue.
Yeah, Shenmue.
Oh yeah. I see. Yeah, I mean the anime looks cool. I mean the artwork looks good.
Yeah, it was an entertaining watch. I feel like it would have been better if I knew the game series because it kind of moved at a fast pace. From what I could see in the Crunchyroll comments, everyone was like, oh yeah, I remember this part of the game, stuff like that. So I was like, these people actually have a history with it, which probably added to it. But I enjoyed it for what it was.
Nice.
And then I finally jumped into the most recent season of Hajime no Ippo. So.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Yeah, there it is. I can't get rid of it, dude. I had to, because, I mean, I feel like I took like a month and a half off after the last season I had watched.
Jay's like the frat boy of anime, bro. He's got all his four animes unlocked. He's watching Blue Box. He's watching Aoshi. He's watching Hajime no Ippo, Megalobox, bro. He's got Haikyuu. I think Jay's the one told me to watch Haikyuu anyways. So, yeah, you got to watch Haikyuu, man.
Well, yeah, yep, probably. Yeah, and then I jumped into a random show. It's I think it was made in the 90s called Golden Boy, and
Golden Boy.
The whole like the synopsis was like blah 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 travels the country to learn about the world. So I was like, oh, he's like a student, come to find out, this is the most etchy show I've ever watched.
Yeah.
This is all fan service.
It's 100% fan service. And I've never seen Golden Boy, but I've seen enough of like the clips to know exactly what you're talking about.
Dude, I was like, wow, this is the most service of fans I've ever seen.
This came out in the 90s. I mean, but you know, it's kind of funny because like, remember we were rewatching, what was it? One of our last rewatches, Stardust. No, what was it? Outlaw Star. Got it. Outlaw Star.
Oh, yeah.
We were rewatching Outlaw Star, and then like all of a sudden, like there's just like anime titties on the screen. I went, "Whoa, what the hell?" I'm like, "Okay, I mean, I'm game, but did not expect that."
Yeah.
Pretty dope nonetheless. But yeah, that's cool you're getting into that. I myself have been obviously jumping into Spy Family. I'm all caught up with it, I think, for the most part. Love it, man. Freaking amazing slice of life show. Truly enjoy it. Getting back into watching Shippuden. Watched some episodes of the day. Unfortunately, there was like this fan made like edits of all of Shippuden where it was called Naruto Shippuden Kai, and they pretty much removed all the fillers and like made like long segmented episodes, and it went down. It went down like recently, and I remember watching it like 2 months ago, and now it's not there, so I had to go and watch it on Crunchyroll, which I mean, I can find out what's filler and what's not filler pretty easily, but it was just like just a sad thing to see it go. So you can tell a lot of like they had their own website and everything, so a lot of love and passion went into that. But getting back into Shippuden, I actually just watched the Killer Bee versus Sasuke fight. Hey, yo, my rhymes are tight. Yo, the flow is good. It was freaking awesome, man. Enjoyed that. I know. Watch out. Hanji's coming back. He's got a... Dude, Killer Bee in his seven sword style was sick. And his eight-tail beast was dope, man. So I'm super, super stoked getting back into that. Keeping up with the typical manga, we're reading, of course, you know, JJK, My Hero, Kaiju number 8. And then getting ready for Anime Expo and all that too. But we'll jump into that when we talk about that segment. Ghost Ivy, how you doing? Welcome back to the podcast. Good to see you. Your favorite podcast. Oh, thank you. One of our favorite listeners and watchers. Speaking of listening and watching, if you guys are listening to this on Spotify, make sure you come over to watch us on live. You can see it all on my personal channel, which I host all the live podcasts there at Hanzy, H-A-U-N-Z-Z-Y. Vice versa, check us out on Spotify at Munch Hours. Yes, Munch Hours. Speaking of Munch Hours, we got stickers, boys. Stickers are coming out to, of course, the OGs. Ghost Ivy will be getting a sticker too. Of course, Jay is getting some stickers, but don't be surprised if you get see these getting slapped across, you know, your city, your streets. I will say I designed it myself, and I'm honestly fucking super proud. So if you guys see the new logo, you're like, damn, that's sick. Dude, well, hello. Hey, I did that. And that is now our new mascot, which is KB, who came over from kind of my personal project, the Hanzy stuff, and it just fits perfectly together. An AI who is obsessed with modern culture, and that is anime manga. So, a weep herself. But nonetheless, let's jump into our... what's that?
So it's not KB Toys? You're not taking it to a throwback to our childhood?
Nah, it's KB. It's short for kilobyte. Damn. Short for kilobyte, man. Short for kilobyte.
I'm going to say KB Toys.
KB.
I'm just gonna hijack your whole project.
Was it KB? I thought it was like... I think it does sound familiar.
KB Toys, bro.
My bad, dude. I was a Toys R Us kid, man.
Oh, wow. Someone's got money. I was a KB Toys. All right.
KB is bae. Of course KB is bae. Thanks, Ivy. But back into our main segments. So we jumped a little bit about Vinland Saga. Of course, we're talking about Cyberpunk, Berserk, Anime Expo. Other things I want to talk about on this show is Love, Death, and Robots. We talked about Spy Family and Naruto already. And also, I'm getting a tattoo next week. And that tattoo is going to be Chainsaw Man inspired. But I'll let you guys in on the secret. I'll keep that for the end to keep all my fans waiting for... what Hanzy will be getting tattooed on his body. But let's go, dude. Vinland Saga Season 2. I watched the trailer. I watched it completely in Japanese. I didn't see any of the, whatchamacallit, subtitles, but I recognized familiar faces, heard some familiar names, man. Did you watch the trailer? Let me know your thoughts, Jay. Go!
Yeah. Apparently there's been a time jump.
Time skip? Yes, sir.
A time skip? Here we go. We got a... I don't know if he's an adult or young adult, older teenager. I don't know. But we got an older Thorfinn. And he's looking just as brooding as ever. Does this kid not smile? Oh, man. My guy is not happy. Which, why would he be? He's had a tough go at it.
But, I got what I got from that was essentially his will to live was lost, and that was purely getting revenge on Askeladd. Since Askeladd died, you know, he kind of was just like, meh, I'm living to survive instead of living to live, you know?
Yeah. So I was trying to make out like where they're at now. Because, I mean, in the first season, we were primarily in like the British Isles. Where is it set now?
Oh, I don't know.
Were you
man.
Able to like discern? Oh,
we go. Like we I said, like Iceland, I said, dude, I didn't even have subtitles. I'm like listening. I'm like, okay. I heard Thorfinn. I heard Torkoal. I see what's his name, the bald head, who's super cool, old guy.
Leif Erikson.
I'm pretty sure I saw like the one of the guards for the original king. I saw Canute. Yeah, I saw Canute, Prince Canute. I don't know, man. Like, I remember I'm the last person to ask because based on the preview we got from last season, I was like, it's America. They come to America. And I'm so wrong. I am so wrong. Dude, I'm taking that big fat L, bro. I'm fucking wrong as fuck.
I mean, that's eventually where they're going, right?
I mean, eventually, that's Vinland.
Yeah, maybe it's just a major time skip.
Jesus Christ.
Vinland.
I felt like young adult. I can't imagine being in Vinland because it looks like there's some obviously Prince Canute wouldn't be king over Vinland. So I think there's some play there, the showing of Canute and also the showing of like the old guards like that. I could have swore that was Thorfinn's sister we saw with the new man, but. At least that's my opinion on the matter. I'm not sure. So I don't think they're in Vinland just yet. Or maybe they will be at the end of the season. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to watch and find out now, won't we?
I'm super keen on picking up the manga. I actually had... for a little bit, I was part of the Comicology subscription on Amazon Prime for like the free trial month. And I had that sitting in like my bank, and I was like, it was like the first three volumes. I was gonna read it, but I never got to it by the time it ended. Which I mean, it goes both ways, you know. It's a good thing, also a bad thing. Luckily, the hype's. I'm not really afraid of spoilers for that one just yet. I don't think it's reached critical mass just yet. I mean, Vinland isn't slept on, but at the same time, it's nowhere near like CSM or Attack on Titan in terms of easily accessible, I guess I would say, like, yeah. Because it's not like Shonen Jump. Yeah. It's not like that. It's like, usually if it's on Shonen Jump, everyone knows what it is, but it's not. So
yeah,
I'm not too
worried. It is a big studio though.
It is a big studio. That's MAPPA, man. Yeah, of course. MAPPA's fucking, they're working their ass off. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. It's insane. Like,
is MAPPA? I thought it was Wit.
I could have swore I saw Vinland. I literally just watched this thing. On the trailer it says MAPPA, MAPPA, bro. MAPPA.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Wasn't the first season Wit Studio?
The first season was Wit, and maybe that's why the kind of things look a little different. Damn, they did it dirty, just like Attack on Titan. Wit's going, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah, dude, they just keep getting swagger jacked.
Bro, Wit drops some heat too, man. Don't sleep on Wit. What's going on? Get with it.
No, dude, I'm not Satan.
I know. But I'm talking about the IPs. Talk about the IPs. Speaking of studios, Transition. Studio Trigger is coming out with the freaking... Honestly, I was pretty hyped for CSM. I mean, of course, I'm still am. But September is looking... I'm going to put a big freaking star in September. Not because it's my Dirty 30 month, but it's because Cyberpunk Edgerunner is coming out. And the studio behind it, Studio Trigger. If you don't know what Studio Trigger is, It's the child of, or I guess it would be like the, you know, like Digimon Digivolve, bro. It's like Agumon going into Greymon, and it's like Gainax going into Studio Trigger, essentially. And Gainax was, of course, Gurren Lagann, NGE, some of the great fantastic mechas in kind of very, what do you call that? Good shit. Anyways, over to Trigger, and Trigger, of course, Kill la Kill, Darling in the Franxx, personal favorite of mine. What is that one on Netflix? The one with the Beast, not Beastars, but with the Raccoon Girl.
Yeah, what is that? What is? Oh my god.
It was, oh my god, it's brand new animal, which is heat, bro. Brand new animal is heat. Honestly, Trigger's got so much good stuff. Also, one of my favorite animes was made by Studio Trigger that no one really knows about, and that's Kiznaiver, one of my all-time favorites, and that one, personal favorite. Also did Little Witch Academia, now it's like coming back together. SSS Gridman was another one. Just straight up heats, and now they're coming out with Cyberpunk Edge Runners. Are you familiar with the Cyberpunk series?
No, I didn't play the games or game.
Okay, so, but you know,
I have no connection to. I know it from a distance, and I had interest in playing at one point, but then I started school, and then I lost all my ability to play games.
Okay. You know, the good thing is...
All my time to play games.
You may not know Cyberpunk as the game and personal story, but you may know Cyberpunk as a genre, and I'm talking like Blade Runner. I'm talking that future dystopian kind of like really gritty, hard life style kind of almost ghost... Yeah, Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell could be considered Cyberpunk. Actually, I would consider it Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
So you're not missing much. The game, the anime, based on the trailers I saw, doesn't really connect to the game. So everyone out there, don't worry about having to be like, oh, I never played the game, I can't watch this. It's going to be its own standalone series, taking place, of course, in the same spot. And I will say, the game, this particular IP, was a big inspiration. I mean, my, like, at least for Hanzi character and whatnot. So, I mean, we got, I think, in the game it's called Night City, and of course, you know, in the Hanzi lore it's called Mob City. So things, you kind of see the similarities in that. Big inspiration, of course, big inspiration. But as all things cyberpunk, it's not the only thing that is cyberpunk. Obviously Ghost in the Shell is huge inspiration as well, but I digress. Cyberpunk Edge Runners is coming out, Studio Trigger. We should have a September release. It's gonna be, have you seen the trailer on this yet?
I did. So even though, what I was going to say, even though I haven't played the game, like, I'm definitely going to be watching this. It's kind of similar to, like, the Castlevania. Like, I haven't played, like, many of the games. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever completed one of the games. But just because I haven't played the games doesn't mean, like, the show isn't fire. Like, you know, we saw how great Castlevania was.
Right, right.
And that's without having any connection to the story, characters, whatnot. And I could see that being similar with this adaptation. Just like watching the trailer, like, it just looked, I don't know, it, I've watched quite a few like cyberpunk like animes, and like this world, just the colors and everything, it just looks so vibrant. To the point like where I don't know if I've been quite as enamored with just the visuals of a cyberpunk-esque world since maybe Akira.
Right.
So, I mean, just from a visual standpoint, I'm like, all right, well, I have to add this to the list. Like, even if the story sucks, I feel like the visuals can drive it enough to get me to watch. And that's not me saying anything about the story, because obviously we haven't seen anything on the story, but it just has that much appeal in the look of things already.
Yeah, I think what Trigger does in general is very flashy. They master the art of flash. And you know what? We talk about flash, think about like Kill la Kill, when those big striking red letters will come out, like, and they take the whole you know, the whole screen up, like cover everything up, and they don't, Signal Trigger doesn't care. Like, they're all about that grandiose, that flash. So seeing that contrast in a very dark and gritty world with these vibrant colors, I think is going to lead to some amazing just visuals, like you mentioned, and just seriously, like, eye appealing beauty. And what's going to be interesting about this is, based on, you know, what I've played as, I've played Cyberpunk, and yeah, I agree with the issues that I had, but out of that, the world is awesome. The story is awesome. Like, the world is fantastic. So, but it's dark and it's bloody. And so Studio Trigger kind of being let off the reins and going for like a more mature route, I'd be super excited to hear. I think in the trailer I saw like limbs were getting flailed off, so that's going to be pretty intense. But essentially, a brief synopsis is Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Oh, hold on. Cyberpunk Edgerunners tells a standalone 10-episode story about a street kid trying to survive in a technological and body modification obsessed city of the future. Having everything to lose, he chooses to stay alive by becoming an edgerunner, a mercenary outlaw also known as a cyberpunk. It's me, boy, I'm the guy, I'm Hanzi. It's me, I'm the kid. Also known as a cyberpunk. Looks pretty sick, man. I'm super stoked. I seen some of the characters. There was a separate clip that was a teaser clip that was put up on YouTube by Netflix, which kind of gives you a more slower paced look into these characters. Boom, chef's kiss, bro. Then it had like the Maelstrom gang in there, so they're staying true to the IP, which is awesome. And I think they're really gonna take this to heart, and I think Trigger's just gonna knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in on it. That might be one of, like, just from a visual standpoint, one of my, and this is just me seeing it since you sent me the link. So what? A few hours, it'd be jumped to like one of my most anticipated, just from a visual standpoint. So you might catch me playing the game here soon just because of this shit.
I kind of want to replay it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of want to replay it. And the thing about, you know, the funny thing we'll see is there's like the running joke with Studio Trigger is like somehow, some way, aliens are gonna get involved. An outer space civilization will come down and be a part of the bigger picture, like it always is. That's what Trigger likes to do. So it'll be interesting to see if that comes to fruition. But I'm super stoked. Ivy says Castlevania is great. Castlevania is great. As a matter of fact, I forgot about Castlevania announcement. Thanks, Ivy. Jesus Christ, man. Not only do we get a Cyberpunk announcement, we got freaking Castlevania Nocturne, I think it was called. I totally forgot about that. Holy shit! At least you didn't
about that, dude.
Because we're talking. It's too much, baby. The future is right.
Earlier,
huh?
I even queued you up for Castlevania earlier.
I know, like, and it stayed in my mind, and then it got lost in my mind, bro. It's hard. There's so much. So this one, like Jay mentioned, I'm similar, but where I'd never played the games, but knowing and going through the two seasons on Netflix. Three seasons?
Wasn't it four?
Four seasons on Netflix. That was a watch together we did. So if you guys are totally down for that, let, you know, you gotta stay up to date. We got those watch alongs, read alongs coming back. But yeah, we have Castlevania Nocturne, a new Castlevania series following Riker Belmont. Hashtag Geek Week. That should be, so I think Riker is the son of
Richter.
Riker, I like Riker. Yeah. I'll be different calling Riker. Rock with your boys.
Riker. This guy definitely hasn't played any of the games.
I haven't, bro. And I did. I said Richter wrong on purpose so people can comment and tell me I'm wrong so the algorithm goes up. So congratulations, you guys. You got played. Congratulations, you played yourself. Booyah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. Like, they're just dropping heat, and I just saw, like, a few minutes before we went live on the podcast, what is that game called? Dragon? Oh, what the fuck is that game called? Hold on. Stand by. What the
Dragon's Dogma?
Something like that. Some dragon shit game also coming out on Netflix, bro.
There's a Dragon Dogma. anime.
Maybe no, it's not. I don't think it's Dragon's. Dogma. Dragon Age. Dragon Age. Coming out, Dragon bro. Age. Also, it's insane, man. Yeah. Just dropping the fucking bomb on us. Bro.
I mean, there's a Tekken anime coming out.
There's a Tekken anime coming out? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Looks like it's centered on Jin Kazuma's story. So, I mean, Jin was always like one of the most badass looking characters. Definitely the true. Most anime looking.
What about my boy Yoshimitsu, so, though? What about Yoshimitsu, though? Don't ugh me.
Sticks,
I got King, ass. Bro. No. Screw Jin. Show me King.
Dude, I am, what's his name? Jack fan. Not really. I hate that guy.
He's a Jack fan. Hey, guys, I'm a Jack fan. I'll make fun of you like you should be too. I'm a Jack fan. Okay, kid. But, dude, we don't... Oh, there's just so much good shit coming out. But I'm excited for, of course, Castlevania. Obviously, hopefully they don't pull a fucking... I doubt they'll pull a Seven Deadly Sins and make the rest of the animation shit, because... 4 seasons of it already came out and it was fantastic. I mean, I'm just remembering the sound design in that animated series. Whew. Insane. Yeah. I know we said anime, it's Netflix, but it's Western animation. Get over it. Get bent. Relax. We know the difference.
I didn't really look, but is it the same studio doing it or?
Oh, I don't know. I would assume so. I guess I shouldn't assume so, though. That'd be wrong of me to assume that.
Probably gonna be MAPPA because they're just out there taking.
It's probably
everything.
Freaking MAPPA, bro. It just says it doesn't really tell me who the studio is just yet. Take place during the French Revolution. Okay.
That's like all I'm seeing too.
Yeah, so it's Trevor and Sypha's son. That's so cool. Oh wait, what? Hold on, yeah. Freaking. She's actually descended of Simon. Wait, Simon Belmont.
Simon.
Okay, I don't know. There's people are complaining
in
the comments.
We're bringing it back to
Simon and Pumbaa. Anyways, I'm not gonna get lost in these comments. Insanity, no, bro.
I was gonna say Simon from Gurren Lagann.
Oh, Simon from Gurren Lagann. There we go. Back to Trigger.
So it's a Trigger show.
This trail is a trail that will pierce the heavens. Believe in the me that believes in you.
There he is.
There he is. Simone.
Dude, is that who you're being? You're gonna dress as for Anime Expo?
Nah, because I'm not gonna walk around shirtless, bro. Shit, with all those, I'm gonna get monkeypox, bro. Touching up on all these people without a shirt. I'm looking nasty, dude. That's a funny thing about Anime Expo is like they kind of got in hot water because like 2 days ago they said, oh, we're decided we're gonna not need vaccinations or negative vaccine proof or negative test proof, just masks. And like, you know, I'm okay with that if it fucking wasn't like packed like sardines. Like, I have pictures of me in 2019. This shit was like shoulder to shoulder. Like, okay, I'm wearing a mask regardless. That shit is nasty. And that, I mean, if you guys have played in card tournaments where there's some stinky motherfuckers who don't know about hygiene, just imagine that times 10, bro, because you're in freaking Anime Expo. And there's a lot of cool people. There's a lot of fucking nasties. And those nasties, yeah, you don't want to brush up on that without a shirt. I'm telling you that much. I feel bad for the cosplayers, the girls who are like wearing obviously like the scandalous armor or the character they're playing, and they got the rocking bodies, but the freaking trolls are coming out going.
Come on, bro,
you
just gotta join them.
I'm gonna get a picture. Yeah, don't touch. No, don't touch me. I told you to touch me. Right, mind, Jari. That's how you do. True story.
And that would be happen to you if you were shirtless, Simone. All right,
that would happen to me.
If you go as shirtless Simone, bro, I'll be Kamina. I'm pretty sure he doesn't wear a shirt either. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have the. I mean, I guess I have a jacket on and there's no shirt underneath it. But like, yeah, Kamina is worse, bro. Kamina, it's no shirt, like nothing over the top. That's even if you, I mean, it'll work. You are taller than me, so it'll work out. But no. I'm actually gonna be going as Kishibe from Chainsaw Man. So I got a wig, and I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna style that shit. Cause I'll figure it out. But I'm gonna attempt to go as Kishibe from Chainsaw Man. I figured that if I'm going, bro, I'm turning 30, so I might as well not be like the kid. I'm not. I can't cause as like Denji, who's like fucking 16 or 7, 18, whatever. I'll be Kishibe, bro.
I mean,
I can. I know, but I'm gonna lean into what I got going on right now. You know, I'm gonna lean into it.
Your age.
I'm gonna lean into it. Yeah, I'm gonna have fun with it.
I don't think you look speaking, as weathered as you should be, though.
Speaking, my tattoo artist just freaking texted me right now. She's working on my design. Let's go. But yeah, Anime Expo. Before we get into the grittiness of Anime Expo, I don't want to pass up. We'll jump into that. But more importantly, we also got the announcement that Berserk will actually be continuing. Yes, that's right. Berserk manga will be continuing later this month. So due to the, you know, the late passing, and that's rest in peace, Kentaro, it was obviously missed. And like a lot of people, including myself, impacted greatly from that. There was this kind of limbo of like, well, does the story continue? I mean, does it not? Do we let it, you know, rest with his resting? And it was actually very hard, but the announcement that came, the letter that came with the announcement, honestly, was pretty heartfelt. And I know they had something else before this about how deeply they talked about Kentaro with Kentaro, and like it was a very close, intimate studio. So you knew it was going to be good hands, but it feels like it really is going to be in good hands. And I will kind of read a lot, some of this is, we have read many of your comments as possible for the Great Berserk exhibition and blah, blah, blah. We are truly touched by the love y'all have for Berserk, the influence it has had on your lives. It is truly sad that Kentaro himself is not here to read your comments with us. Before his passing, Kentaro spoke to his close friends, Kyoji Mori, about the stories and episodes he had in mind for Berserk. He also had similar talks with the studio staff and editor. He wondered, would everyone be surprised if I do something like this? Or how about a character like this? The talks were not meant as his last words, but were a part of his ordinary days as a manga artist. Such ordinary days continued for more than a quarter of a century. Our minds and hearts are still filled with the thoughts Mr. Murai shared with us during that time. We've also found memos of ideas he wrote and designs for characters that he drew and left behind. We were reluctant to end his story without sharing these with his fans. Our hope is for everyone to read the last episode that we have put together until the very last frame. Upon resuming the series, our production team decided on a basic policy. Mr. Murai said so. And it goes on and on and on, but I think that pretty much summarizes it best as possible. This would be what Kentaro would have wished. And hearing that tells me that these people are extremely passionate. It's not about, you know, it's about the story. It's about Berserk. And it's just, I can't really put it into words, but I was moved by it for sure. And I'm excited for the chapters to come.
Yeah. I don't have any connection to Berserk. I haven't read it. I haven't watched any of the anime, but like, that's almost a way, like, he can live on, you know? That's, how long had he been writing Berserk?
Dude, like, I want to say the 80s, maybe? Late 80s, yeah. I want to say, yeah.
And, I mean, it might not be him continuing, but it was, like, his life's work. And I feel like, just from what you said, like, his team respects like his legacy, and this is his legacy, and this is like continuing it, you know?
Right, exactly. It's exactly like I said. It's what he would have wanted. It's what he had said so, which is good. Yeah. I mean, and this is like the guy who his editor, like he got like a tablet, or you know, he went from like hand drawing to using digital assets to make things easier for him, but he found out that he can do more detail, and you know, it's just crazy, man. So I'm, yeah. It's in right hands, I'm on the camp where it's like I'm looking forward to what it has, because at the time it's kind of crazy where Berserk ended or left off. Is it an interesting moment? It's a very critical moment, and it'd be hard to see that just kind of get snuffed out. I definitely wouldn't want it that way. So I think we get two chapters later this month on the 24th. So it's less than a month. These new chapters are coming out.
Yeah. In the link that you had sent me, I just perused it, and you know, I don't have any like history with this story, this IP, but just looking in the comments and just seeing everyone's reaction, you know, it just seemed like that the whole community was just basically ecstatic. Like everyone, I didn't see one person who wasn't excited for this announcement, which is, I mean, a testament to the legacy that he left with his story, you know, what he created and how it has resonated with so many. It was kind of, you know, one of those things like, man, what I'm missing out. I felt like what's that term? FOMO or whatever?
FOMO,
like,
yeah, like, oh, FOMO shit, for I sure.
Yeah.
I mean, FOMO.
I need to get in on this.
Yeah, you get in on it. And I think, like, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people will be like, oh yeah, they'll try to gatekeep it and make it more edgier than it is. I mean, it is dark. It is very, what do they call it? I forget the genre used, where it's like targeted.
Like grimdark?
Grimdark. Essentially grimdark. There's some graphic scenes, of course. But it's nothing that you'd be like, oh my God, I can't read anything. You know, it's nothing crazier than it's out there in the world right now. So if you guys are definitely into more mature, more kind of very hard road ahead, but holding true to your will and your protection and your love for people, protection for people you love, it's very fantastic. And I've gone into deep, so I won't go into deep in it, but I seriously recommend you guys at least reading the Golden Age arc or watching it on Netflix. It's very easily consumable on the Netflix movies. That'll give you exactly, if you like it, you're like, I think I want to read it. It's a great start.
I have been meaning to watch the movies on Netflix. I think I started one and then like fell asleep within 5 minutes and I woke up and was like, ah, shit.
Yeah, just know, I mean, I did just say it's not that bad as what's out there, but the end of like the Golden Age arc probably has the worst out of everything. I mean, yeah. I get it. There's moments in Berserk I can count on one hand where I'm like, fucking Christ, that's fucking intense. And it's just like, it makes your stomach feel bad and it leaves you with that kind of feeling. For sure. Yeah, for sure. But you'll know if it's for you or if it's not for you. Yeah. Oh man.
Is it darker than Ranking of Kings?
Yeah, it's darker than Ranking of Kings for sure. There's no Bocchi. There's no, there's a puck. There's a cute little puck. There's no Bocchi, unfortunately, in Berserk. But yeah, I'm super excited for it. And honestly, I'm excited for what is entailed.
I'm glad to hear that. Just like I said, with everything that I saw and with your reaction from how much I know you enjoy the series, it really shines a light on how, I mean, you could probably say influential. I mean, if you were to really break it down and look at, like, post-Berserk, you know, influence across, you know, different media, like, you probably could see a lot of what, you know, was pulled from this series if you really were to dive deep, you know?
Oh yeah, I mean, and the most recent one is of course the Elden Ring, the giant hunk of iron that could not be considered a sword. Then you have like the Prisoner's Helmet, which is direct correlation to Griffith when he was. I mean, that's spoilers, so I won't go too much into that. But then of course you have the Dark Knight in Final Fantasy, and a lot of Dark Knight in the big sword and the Black Swordsman, and there's so many things that are pulled from Berserk, and it may not be the pioneer of dark fantasy grimdark, but it's definitely one of the greatest examples of it.
Yeah. I'll eventually get to it.
Yeah, there's a lot to come by, and that's a good thing is, like, they should, the volumes, I'm working on getting the deluxe volumes. I have one through four. Unfortunately, like, when he passed, like, they just skyrocketed in price, as scalpers fucking do. It's so disgusting, but this should be easier to come by now, and you can always, of course, read it online. But yeah, we'll jump into the transition over into Anime Expo. We kind of touched base a little bit right now, but I think Ghost Ivy was kind of mentioning, like, that's why she doesn't cosplay as much as she used to, and I get it. I mean, honestly, I get it. Like, I seen it, and it's pretty, like, the conversation earlier we had about just people not minding personal boundaries because someone's dressed up. It's like the statement that says cosplay does not equal consent, and that's 100%. Even though they're probably dressed up as a character you wink it to, doesn't mean you can, you know, do what you will with them. Unfortunately, so get those that incel ideology out of your head. But speaking of Anime Expo, it's the last time they had it was when I went in 2019. And they had a couple of virtual ones, but it's never the same. So this is the big comeback. And day by day, they're just releasing more and more and more. And it's just, like, insane. I have the 4-day badge. So I'm going to be going probably, I won't be going Friday at work, but I'll be going Saturday and Sunday, maybe Monday. But I feel like I can get kind of get what I want to out of the 2 days. I know when I went, I just one day last time, I missed out on Artist Alley and I missed out on panels. So those are some things I feel like are very worthy of a con that I should go into. And I caught a couple announcements. Like, it was funny, like Shield Hero. There's like Shield Hero season one characters there, voice actors, and that was awesome. And there's some other things, but I mean, just to, like, show you, they're gonna be having their annual party is gonna be Persona theme, which is crazy, like late night masquerade, so people have the mask. How cool is that? They're gonna be having a manga lounge, bro. They're gonna be having a special premiere of a baseball episode for My Hero Academia. Crazy. Ooh. Dude, great heat, bro.
Straight the baseball heat.
Yeah, it's crazy. Spy Family is gonna be there, the English cast will be there, there's gonna be a panel. Iron Mouse is going to be there with Connor. Well, I mean, she'll be there virtually. Obviously, she's a VTuber. But I think definitely one of the best VTubers out there. C-Dog VA is going to be there. Dude, they announced that the voice actor for Tanjiro is going to be there. It's going to be insane. Like, I mean, I'll try to bring like my original number one issue manga for Demon Slayer. Haven't signed it. Or Kimetsu no Yaiba for those who really care. Bro, I mean, sorry, you want to talk about heat? Shindo L is going to be there. Jay's going, Jay's wholesome 100. He doesn't know Shindo L. But those of you who do, you know exactly what the Google. Fuck I'm talking about. No, I don't. I mean, if you want to look up some hentai on your computer, bro, go for it. It's like one of the best well-known adult manga and hentai creations. I mean, there's also Emergence, but I've never read Emergence. But I know very much about Emergence. B1 Kinos in the chat. Hanzito, right. Podcast are back. Absolutely.
I see Shindo L now. I'm very informed.
Yeah, there you go. You see Shindo. He's going to be there, bro. It's crazy. He's going to the Faku, which Faku is like obviously, you know, adult stuff. But it's just more, bro. It's just Kaguya-san is going to be there. It's going to be a 10th anniversary for Sword Art Online. This is all just like announced in the past couple of days. Teddy Lloyd's going to be there. Demon Dice is going to be there. Bro, I can't. And that's just, like I said, it's going to be absolutely insane. Not to mention all the artists that are there that I want to visit. I'm like, I buy their art. If I can get it signed, even better. I'm going to be like, whoa, that's crazy. And I'm going to go in my freaking Kishibe cosplay, and I'm gonna freaking throw down, bro. There's a Beyblade tournament. It's gonna happen.
Oh shit.
Yes, that's third party though. That's not directly sponsored by Anime Expo, but that's Rage Gear Props is gonna be hosting that. It's beyond hype, man. It's beyond hype.
Yeah, it sounds like you're excited, bro. You got a full weekend ahead of you.
Dude, I'm gonna be so fucking this is the thing. So it just so happened, I was like looking for like hotels and whatnot, or wasn't, I should say it wasn't, because it just so happens I already have an Airbnb in LA for that weekend, because that's my cousin's bachelor party. So Friday night, Friday at work. Friday night won't be there. I'm going to the Dodgers game. I'm going to roll back to the Airbnb.
Ooh.
During the end of the day, the next day, it's going to be Kai. It's going to be Anime Expo. Then I think the Masquerade's that Saturday night. So I'll party the Masquerade because that sounds like super fun. And then 7-2. Yeah. And then Sunday, go there. Then at night, go do the Bachelor stuff. But yeah, it's going to be sick, man. It's going to be, a weekend, I'll probably be like a walking zombie. I better be careful.
Yeah, dude. You're going to need to take the week off after that.
We'll have 4th of July, bro. I mean, it's 4th of July, Jay. You know, Hanzi goes hard on 4th of July. It's tradition, baby.
Yep, that's your holiday.
It's the holiday, bro. For some reason, the American spirit just takes over my body, and I go hard like our forefathers before us, man. Oh, manifest man. Destiny into the West, baby. No looking back. Not letting anything stop me. It's the gold rush.
Oh, it's bad, folks.
It's bad. No, it's really bad. I don't know, dude. I'm like 21 again. Every 4th of July, I'm 21 somehow.
Yep.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Insanity. But I'm stoked. And whoever's going out there, if you guys want to meet up, if you guys want to like party, or not party, but like go together like during the day and meet up at some spots or go to some panels together, let me know, man. I'd be more than happy to do that. You want a sticker?
He's going to be networking a collab with Iron Mouse, so...
Oh, nah. Iron Mouse is too big, bro. I couldn't handle that. It's like I wouldn't want to. I just couldn't handle that. Like, everyone, like, it's a lot of pressure. She says she's an angel, dude. I can't, bro. I'd just be like...
Stumbling over your words?
Time like that, I probably wouldn't stumble, but I'm just like, you know, I just admire. Just it's like pure admiration. I'd be like, oh, you know, yeah, Iron Mouse, such a huge inspiration. Yeah, maybe starstruck, probably. But yeah, just yeah, everyone knows VTubing knows Iron Mouse is like an angel. But nonetheless, swing by, just say hi, and I'll give you a freaking sticker. Sticker, you want some stickers, boys? Meet me at freaking Anime Expo. Get your Munch Hour stickers. Get your Munch Hour stickers, bro. You're fresh off the press. Get your my free stickers. I really love free stickers.
Waiting to be slapped on a water bottle.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah. Waiting to be slapped on your Hydro Flask. Exactly. Jay knows what's up. Dude, let me ask you this, bro. We talked about anime manga, of course, but have you ever watched Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix?
I have not.
Okay.
It's in my queue, but I have so much in my queue that...
There's some animation. There's some anime parts, of course. It's essentially, every episode's a different animation. I just watched one episode of like the latest season, which I think is season 3. And it's called Jibaro. And it was one of the most intriguing things I've seen, man. It was like I was kind of just left hypnotized by the episode. And basically... the premise is, and I thought this is so unique because I've never seen this personally, but we all know what a siren is, right? Like the sirens of the ocean that lead sailors to their death. Well, they took a siren and they made it like in like a rainforest, and it was like less of an ocean and more of a rainforest, and there was like this pond and a waterfall and a river. And I thought, like, I'm surprised, like I've never seen that before, and it was awesome. And essentially, without giving too much away, a group of, like, I want to say conquistadors comes across this pond, and they're going to rest. And this one conquistador comes up to the pond to rinse his face, and you can tell, like, they start implying, like, whenever it isolates to this one particular person, the sound goes mute. So it's essentially telling, oh, this guy's deaf. And so he finds a piece of gold, picks it up, and that's what wakes up the siren in the pond. And she goes, she does her thing, she's like yelling and stuff, and then all the other conquistadors start going crazy and they can't control their body, and they're being taken to the pond. Well, the death one is not affected, and he's like, oh my god, what the hell's going on? But the way that these are animated, oh man, it's like they were dancing. It was just like, it was so beautiful, and it was hypnotizing, it was memorizing. And if you guys haven't seen any of Love and Death and Robot, check out this Jibaro one, man. It was straight up like, I was fulfilled. I was like, I don't want to watch anything else because I want to keep this fresh on my mind. It was crazy. It was like awesome. Awesome fucking episode.
Is it CGI?
Yeah, this one was like CGI, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought I had seen. Like, are most of them CGI, or is it
I think it's like half and half. Like, some are CGI. I think I would say most, I would say 70% are CGI, while the others is like actually like either hand-drawn or typical animations, anime, animated series that you see, that we talk about. So it kind of falls into
Yeah, so, like I said, I haven't watched it, but just from like the clips I've seen, it like gave me that the Animatrix vibe, you know, little segmented episodes. Like, are they shorter episodes, right? Not a full.
Yeah, this one in particular was, I think, one of the longer ones, but it's 17 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of like, just like I said, what I gathered, it was like an anime or Animatrix-esque, you know, just little standalone vignettes.
I want to say there's moments where like it felt like this was real people. Like, they're obviously modeled after real people. Like, that felt like a real person I was looking at. And I was like, whoa, did they, I want to say maybe they blended the two together in some aspects of it. Cause there's some are just like, that's crazy. Like, that looks like, it was just so extremely well done. And I have nothing but applause for this particular episode. I was like, this is what Love, Death, and Robots is all about.
I have to like give these a little a gander, dude.
Yeah, man.
Because, you know, I have so much time and you just keep adding more shit for me to watch.
I mean, it goes both ways. Now I'm watching Spy Family, bro.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I'm going to say you're welcome when you watch Jabara. It's 17 minutes. That's the thing. It's like, it's just the one episode. You don't feel locked in, you know? You don't feel locked in. It's like, just watch it with your wifey. It's not anime. So you're like, hey, dude, you can just be like, hey, I've been seeing this trending. You want to watch it? Don't even tell her I told you.
See if I can make that. Yeah, if I tell her that, then she definitely won't watch.
It's like, hey, how much of my people that work with me talk about this episode? You want to check it out?
Hanzi suggested this.
She'd be like, oh, who? Fuck that guy. No, who the fuck is Hanzi?
Oh, shit.
But yeah. Yeah. Great stuff. Well, we're just passing the hour. We're just passing the hour here. So I guess, you know, I did promise everybody. I'll talk about my tattoo that I'm getting. Unless you want to add anything prior to that, Jay, feel free to have the floor.
No. Let me guess. Your tattoo is gonna be, What would it be? I know I've said it before, and I already know what it is. But I still want you to get the astronaut.
Nah, it's not gonna get. Animal. It's not gonna be that one, bro. That one, dude. You look at like the tattoo. If you go to the Chainsaw Man Reddit and you type in tattoo, I want to say like 80% of the tattoos is that one. It's not.
It really?
Yeah. And the thing about me is like, there's no shame on that. But I like to get like when I wear anime merch. Most of the time, I like to wear something that like, if a person who does not really know what anime is or. You know, in that space, they'll look at that like, oh, that's a cool shirt. That's a cool design. Where someone who knows be like, damn, dude, that's dope. What is that? Is that like the, you know, the con hand, or is that like a particular hand sign from Naruto, or is that like the Berserk emblem, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to get the tattoo, the panel, and I'm not sure why. It's one of my favorite, definitely one of my favorite panels. I think it just hit me emotionally, just very deep. It's where essentially Aki is fighting the Yakuza with the snake devil, and he goes and the snake devil summons Himeno's ghost devil to fight against Aki, but instead of fighting against Aki, the ghost devil gives Aki a cigarette, Himeno's last cigarette, and on that cigarette says easy revenge, and I'm getting that. All right, it's gonna be a nice space filler right here on my forearm, just the cigarette with the easy revenge. And then I'm talking maybe getting like the because in that same issue, Himeno's on the cover with a whole bunch of daisies behind her. The cigarette will have smoke trailing off it, and that smoke will turn into daisies that will cover my elbow. I think that's where my head's going. But I'm gonna talk with my artist right now some more about it. But that's what I'm going for. So if someone says that, I'm like, oh, easy revenge. Oh, that's cool. What does that mean? I'm like, oh, it's from a show. Or, oh, it's from a book that I like, right? Someone will see that, they've read Chainsaw Man, and they didn't skip speed read Chainsaw Man. They're like, oh my god. Even, yeah, like, everybody knows the astronauts from Chainsaw Man.
If you find that, then you're one of the real ones.
Yeah. You're OG, baby, and you're part of the mob, son. Part of the mob. And if not, you know, whatever, no biggie. Like, oh, I love Chainsaw Man. I'm like, oh my god, you have to see, you have to... Like, I mean, obviously people don't... Yeah, it's no shame on that. People enjoy things the way they want to enjoy things.
Yeah, and then I'm getting the Santa Claus tattooed on me, so...
Bro, you should get freaking power when she goes like full blood fiend. That was such a sick trance. That was so cool. I know you should get beam, bro.
Was so cool.
You should get beam.
Something in each. I don't remember who that is.
Beam was the shark guy who was like, gentlemen!
Oh yeah.
Remember when he rode it with Sharknado, dude? Sharknado in the streets.
That was pretty dope. Forgot about that guy.
Beam is cool, bro. Or you can get Kobendi dancing.
Oh,
the
yeah.
DDR machine. There's the so DDR, much. Yeah. I'm so excited for the anime, man. It's going to be crazy.
It's coming. It's going to be based on Spy Hunter is right now. or Spy Family. Spy Family.
It's so great. There's going to be a portion where like we're going to have in some crazy alignment. There's going to be Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Chainsaw Man.
And you have
running at
one.
The same fucking time, like in the same season somewhere in the same year.
Yeah, and Attack on Titan because
and Attack on Titan apparently
the final season part 5.
Oh man, Hunter maybe too. Fuck, who knows?
Hajime Noibo's coming.
Hajime Noibo. But yes, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the episode. I'm super excited. I would like to mention too as well, like I'm putting a lot of my focus back into the podcast. So you're going to see me streaming less and focus more on the podcast here. And I definitely am pivoting back to kind of what started all this content creation in the first place. And it feels like home once again. So look forward to that. Now I'm back from the wedding. That's over. Stuff can be set in motion. But again, thank you guys every week for supporting us. Even if we're not having new episodes, I see you guys are still listening to the podcast, which means the world to us. It really does, because we started this with just like, let's just see if anyone listens. And here we are, almost at 5,000 downloads. So you guys are freaking rocking it. Thank you so much. And, you know, thank you for tuning into the Mancha Hours podcast, where we love talking about anime and manga. And, you know, we just want to be friends with y'all and basically put out in the world that you don't have to be some super, duper well-educated person to talk about it. Just talk about it like you talk about it with your friends. Peanuts joining in at the end tail end. Still appreciate it, my friend. But with that, we will wish you guys all a great weekend. A great weekend. And let me check my calendar. Let me check my calendar real quick. What is the dates here? It's the 20. Fuck. 24th, I leave. Maybe I'll do.
Thanks.
Maybe I'll do something.
For
really
watching.
Anyways,
till next time,
everybody.
Lunch hours.
Cheers.
Yeah.